Now we are 1 week from the turnover of power in Iraq. Big question on the minds of people around the world. Is the security situation stable enough for that to happen? And what becomes of the role for the U.S. military when an Iraqi government is in place? For some answers, we are joined live on the KNX Newsline by the chief spokesman for the U.S. military in Iraq, Brigadier General Mark Kimmett. General, good morning. It's good to talk with you again.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you, sir. It seems that every day brings new reports of ambush, firefights, coalition raids, and American deaths. Now, you're in the middle of it all, and you certainly have a much clearer view of what is going on. Is there any progress, or is each day a new maze of confusion and deadly surprise, as it seems from here?
It's really neither. I mean, we're making progress every day. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, Iraq remains a dangerous place. There are terrorists out there that we've seen every day trying to push this movement to sovereignty off track. And it's a credit to the people of Iraq that they're standing up to these terrorists. Now, the truth is that the terrorist attacks are concentrated in areas where they can get the most visibility. The terrorists are very good at using PR. And I think most of the people in Iraq are getting tired of these attacks, and what they want more than anything else is stability, but they also want sovereignty, they want human rights, they want dignity, things that they haven't enjoyed under Saddam, and they certainly wouldn't enjoy under the terrorists.
General, the terrorists have said that the next head they will cut off is that of Iraq's prime minister, and he certainly can't be surprised that he is a target of terrorists, but what impact is this threat having?
Well, it really isn't having an effect. I mean, quite frankly, there's a $15 million out for my head. And so this is just something we live with every day over here, and we take the proper force protection attributes, and we just continue to keep an eye out for ourselves. But you can't buckle under, and you can't knuckle under to these terrorists. Otherwise, they will continue to spread like a cancer.
One of the things I think probably a lot of us have wondered about, you can, you know, make this a little clearer for us, the civilians who have been captured, taken hostage, and ultimately beheaded in most cases, or in some cases at least, do they have or are they given any sort of military protection in the region?
Well, we keep our force protection plans very, very quiet. I mean, we have some that we do close protection for, some that we do area protection for. There are places, obviously, the civilians that have been caught, for example, most recently the Korean hostage was somebody who had operated fairly freely throughout Iraq, not suggesting for a moment that he had been acting in an indisciplined manner, but there is a threat over here. And as there's a threat in many, many countries, and people just need to do the sensible thing in their day-to-day activities.
General, let's talk a little bit about the transfer of power. Senator Joe Biden was in Baghdad recently, said that he thinks that it can happen, but there needs to be a few things that happen there in Baghdad. One, he said there needs to be a rational and focused way of training the Iraqi security forces, in his words. And he also said that the police there are not properly equipped. What can you tell us about how they are equipped?
Well, he's right in both counts. In fact, all three accounts. We are moving towards the transfer of sovereignty. It will happen on the 30th. The Iraqi forces, both the military forces and the police forces, are in the process of getting trained and getting equipped. We spoke with Senator Biden when he was here last week, and he was given a very thorough and comprehensive briefing by Lieutenant General Dave Petraeus, who runs the organization responsible for the training and the equipping of the security forces of Iraq. Now, nobody expects these forces to be fully trained and fully equipped by June 30th. Were that to be the case, there would be no need for the coalition forces after that. I think all of us recognize that it will be some time, it will take some time for these troops to get up to the capability of protecting their country both internally and externally.
Talking with General Mark Kimmett in Baghdad. History is filled with examples of much better equipped foreign powers being defeated and driven out by determined people in their homeland, ranging all the way from as recently as Afghanistan and the Russians, all the way back to the American Revolution. What makes the situation in Iraq different, do you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you missed one example, which was the coalition forces in Afghanistan who were much better trained than the Taliban and destroyed them with very, very little fight. I think the situation that we have here in Iraq is very simply one that we recognize combat alone will not win the fight, that this is a situation where, yes, combat is significant, but so is policy, so are politics, so is diplomacy, so is winning the trust and confidence of the Iraqi people. I think the greatest thing that we've got going on our side is the fact that the terrorists don't offer any type of alternative. All they are offering is death and destruction. They're not offering a different political system. They're not offering a different religious system. They're not offering a different culture. All they are offering is death and destruction. What the coalition is offering is human rights, individual rights, universal rights, dignity, democracy, and prosperity. And as long as we can do that with a proper blend of the diplomatic, the information, the military, and the economic, that is the best chance that we have of winning this battle over here.
General, that's a great answer, and we thank you very much for your time this morning.
Sir, thanks for your time.
That's Brigadier General Mark Timmett, Chief Spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition in Baghdad. Stay tuned to Southern California's Morning News. You know something has become valuable.